Welcome to the Abide Daily Podcast from Ecclesia the Church in Salt Lake City, a time led by our pastors and others in our church to abide in God through prayer, reflection, and the reading of His Word together.
Hey, this is Greg. Thanks for joining me today. As we begin our prayer and reading today, let's start off by taking a moment to pause, be still, and be aware of God's presence. Let's take a moment to share with the Lord where we're at, what we're thinking and feeling, as well as thank Him for all that He's done, is doing, and will do. A prayer for receiving God's promises. Almighty God, give us the increase of faith, hope, and love. And we ask that we would receive what you have promised. Make us love what you command, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Lord, as I read your words in Scripture this day, I ask, Holy Spirit, that you would lead me and give me understanding. Lord, I ask that you would draw near, meet with me, lead me into your kingdom this day. Psalm 45. My heart overflows with a pleasing theme. I address my verses to the king. My tongue is like the pen of a ready scribe. You are the most handsome of the sons of men. Grace is poured upon your lips. Therefore, God has blessed you forever. Gird your sword on your thigh, O mighty one, in your splendor and majesty. In your majesty, ride out victoriously for the cause of truth and meekness and righteousness. Let your right hand teach you awesome deeds. Your arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies. The peoples fall under you. Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of your kingdom is a scepter of uprightness. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness beyond your companions. Your robes are all fragrant with myrrh and aloes and cassia. From ivory palaces, stringed instruments make you glad. Daughters of kings are among your ladies of honor. At your right hand stands the queen in gold of Ophir. Hear, O daughter, and consider, and incline your ear. Forget your people and your father's house, and the king will desire your beauty. Since he is your Lord, bow to him. The people of Tyre will seek your favor with gifts, the richest of the people. All glorious is the princess in her chamber, with robes interwoven with gold. In many-colored robes she is led to the king, with her virgin companions following behind her. With joy and gladness they are led along as they enter the palace of the king. In place of your fathers shall be your sons. You will make them princes in all the earth. I will cause your name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore, nations will praise you forever and ever. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. As I reflect on this scripture, I'm struck by the passionate relationship the psalmist describes between a king and his bride on the day of their wedding. It strikes me both that the love, value, respect, and honor given to each by the other, as well as how communal this marriage was, their closest friends as well as the nations all being present to honor this marriage, as seen in verse 9. This psalm is known as a love song, and it's a love song that expresses one of the deepest parts of who we are as human beings, our desire to be valued, respected, loved, and honored with dignity and respect, both physically and emotionally. We all want to be embraced and accepted by someone else who can see us fully for who we are and still passionately love and desire us. This is one of the things that I love about who God is. God doesn't shy away from our deepest needs, desires, and longings. He actually speaks directly to them in expression and instruction, and he makes a way for them to be fully realized and experienced. So you may ask, what does my love life have anything to do with my relationship with God? Well, the answer is actually everything. Whatever your status of relationship may be, the Bible speaks of every single person in every type of defined or non-defined relationship in the exact same way. God says that we are all, first and foremost, His. In His love, we are given His name. We're under His protection, in His embrace, fully known and loved by Him alone. The one who made you loves and respects every single aspect of who you are. As this psalm refers to marriage and the king or groom is awaiting his bride, the book of Hebrews later in the Bible quotes this same psalm and says that the one who fulfills this is actually Jesus. Jesus is the true groom and king who is majestic and victorious, meek and righteous, bringing and giving the oil of gladness to any who would give themselves in body, mind, heart, and spirit to him. We, as those who have committed ourselves to him, become his bride. He receives us, and we receive him. So I want to encourage you today to just take a moment and do a check-in in how you are in your relationship with Jesus. Take a moment to do a little DTR, or defining the relationship. What's the level of commitment in the relationship? What issues are you facing? What's working and what's not working? Where have you experienced great joyful moments together? Take a moment and declare where you're at in your relationship with Jesus. Take a moment to declare you're at in your relationship with Jesus. Lord, thank you that you see each and every one of us in our cultural relationship status, whether we're single, married, divorced, remarried, engaged, or wherever we're at. We just want to say thank you, Lord, that you speak to each and every one of us. Lord, your word is very clear to every person in every stage of any of those relationships. And we thank you that what you say to us is that you love us and that we are yours first and foremost. Lord, that you are the first love of our life and that we are your love. Lord, that you long to embrace us as your bride. You desire us. You want us to come to you and present ourselves to you, what we're thinking and feeling and what we're doing, Lord, that you care for us as the perfect husband, as the perfect spouse. So Lord, just thank you that you have created relationships upon the earth, marriage in particular, to display what you are like, to present a picture of you and the church and how you are committed and how you protect and love and honor us as your people. And so we pray that we would be found faithful this day as your bride who seeks you and longs to be with you, so that through our lives and by our prayers, your kingdom would come.